From blue cloud to red sequence. Evidence of morphological transition prior to star formation quenching, by V.M. Sampaio et al. We present a study of a sample of 254 clusters from the SDSSDR7 Young catalog and an auxiliary sample of field galaxies to perform a detailed investigation on how galaxy quenching depends on both environment and galaxy stellar mass. Our samples are restricted to 0.03 lower or equal to Z lower or equal to 0.1, and we only consider clusters with log M underscore halo M underscore O dot greater or equal to 14. Comparing properties of field and cluster galaxies in the blue cloud, green valley and red sequence, we find evidence that field galaxies in the red sequence hosted star formation events 2.1 p.m. 0.7 gear ago, on average, more recently than galaxies in cluster environments. Dissecting the star formation rate versus stellar mass diagram, we show how morphology rapidly changes after reaching the green valley region, while the star formation rate keeps decreasing. In addition, we use the relation between location in the projected phase space and infall time to explore the time delay between morphological and specific star formation rate variations. We estimate that the transition from late to early type morphology happens in delta T underscore INF approximate light year 1 gear, whereas the quenching of star formation takes approximate light year 3 gear. The timescale we estimate for morphological transitions is similar to the expected for the delayed then rapid quenching model. Therefore, we suggest that the delay phase is characterized mostly by morphological transition, which then contributes morphological quenching as an additional ingredient in galaxy evolution. This was from blue cloud to red sequence. Evidence of morphological transition prior to star formation quenching, by V.M. Sampaio et al.